Well, good morning, everybody. It is an awesome day to be together to worship the King of Kings. Amen?
Amen.
I'm excited to see what God does with us today. Boy, if you guys want to come on over here and just join the crowd over here, I just want to invite you. Anybody that wants to, maybe some people are uncomfortable with the crowd, so I just leave that alone, actually. So, you know, I did see where our governor said that if you're for social distancing, you can't be in a group any more than 10. But if you're protesting, you can be in a group of 100. Mm-hmm. So we're over 10 here. Right, mm-hmm. We're protesting. That's exactly right, Paul. So if anybody asks you, say we're protesting sin and the amount of people that are going to end up going to hell if they don't come to salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah. So we're not just social distancing. We're actually protesting today. Amen? So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that the end has been settled. We're not in some kind of a overtime game hoping that Jesus wins. It's already been settled. The King of Kings has come and ruled and defeated the devil completely and has picked us to be priests and kings in his salvational kingdom. So, Father, today we ask in Jesus' name that you'd speak to each one of us, that you would speak to us spirit to spirit, that you would literally deposit something in our hearts, Lord, so that when we leave here today, we know that you love us, that you've chosen us for salvation, that we're whiter than snow, and that you have a good purpose and a good plan for each one of our lives. Would you please do that, Father, through the presence and power of your Holy Spirit? I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Let's say good morning to each other, and then we'll continue worship. We had a little meal out there in the parking lot and prayed together, and then we quickly got out here before the storm hit us. Thanks to Denise keeping an eye on her phone. She gave us warning. We were able to get out of here nice and dry, but that was just so good to get together, break bread together. For me personally, I was very encouraged, so thank you everybody that was here. We're going to do it again this Thursday. We'll get here at 6 o'clock. We'll have a meal, and then at 6:30, the worship team's going to come in here and practice worship. The rest of us will get in the Word a little bit, spend some time praying and just fellowshipping and really just doing body life. That's what the leader's heart is for Thursday nights, to come in, do some praise and worship practice every other Thursday, but every single Thursday, break bread together, and as the body of Christ, just get reattached and live life together. Amen? So I know for me, I was super encouraged. I look forward to Thursday. The other announcement is the 4th of July. So we're going to come in here on the 4th of July because so many of the cities are not doing anything. So we're going to come in here. We'll probably start at about 7 o'clock and just hang out, maybe do like what we're doing on Thursdays, bring your own meal, bring a chair to sit in, and we'll hang out for a couple hours just like we do when we go to Granville for their fireworks, and then the fireworks themselves will start at about dark, plus or minus a chisel, somewhere in there. Yeah, 9, 9:30, 10, whatever it is on the 4th of July time. But we'll do the fireworks, and don't worry, we'll have just a couple people doing them. We'll have some water. We'll have probably have a fire extinguisher out there, and we'll be careful so that we have a lot of fun, but we keep it safe too. Amen? We don't want just a free-for-all out there and all kinds of crazy stuff happening. That's the stuff that makes my blood pressure go up. So we'll make sure we do it nice and safe and organized. So with that, can we have the ushers come up and we'll take the offering? I know you guys have heard me say this before, but I just got to say it again. I just want to say thank God and thank you for your faithfulness. Because during this whole coronavirus and no meetings and drive-in meetings and all kinds of crazy stuff that's happened in the last 3 months, I just want you to know our finances as a church, we have more in savings right now than we did when corona started. That's the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of his people. So I just want to say thank you, God, and thank you to all of you guys for faithfully giving throughout whatever's going on. So, Father, again, Father, I just want to make sure that I'm doing this in the right order. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to us. You help us to steward what you've already blessed us with. And so we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for our blessings. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our health. Thank you for the finances, for our jobs, for the strength to work our jobs. Thank you, God, so much for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Father, as we collect up this offering now today, the tithes and offerings, I pray your blessing on the people that are giving. Would you please make a distinction between people that tithe to you, people that give faithfully to you, and people that don't? That's what your word says, Lord. So I'm just asking very specifically that you fulfill your word to your people who are faithful. And Lord, I know you love a cheerful giver. So whether we're given $2 or we're given $200, I know that you love us even more. Somehow you enjoy a heart attitude that enjoys giving back to you. So, Lord, please bless every giver today. May your name be glorified. May your kingdom extend in real and measurable ways as we spend these dollars that people are offering today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. After the offering goes by, I just want to invite the worship team to come on back up. Does anybody have a testimony they'd like to share about how God's been moving in their lives or something that he's done good that you've seen lately, maybe in the last couple months?
Well, that's quick.
Well, as you guys know, my grandpa passed away a couple weeks ago, and him and my grandma were both cremated and put in together. But the one thing, if I have to remember one thing about what my grandpa has always said, God first, people second, you third. And that stuck with me throughout my life. And I guess, you know, we have to remember what our elders tell us because it may come in use later down in life.
Actually, Lois, I think I just want to move on that right now. So I think this is a great time to just take some time and maybe you and Tammy go out and stand with her while we pray.
Okay.
Or is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Well, anybody. I told her we'd come out and pray with her.
Okay.
So Tammy, can we go out and stand with Dee?
So Tammy has a friend that's been coming to church and so she's listening to us right now on the radio, out in the parking lot. Her son has some very serious health issues, and so she doesn't want to take any chance of coming in here and catching anything, let alone corona or whatever, and then bringing it back to her son. So I think it's very wise and smart on her behalf to do that. But a couple of ladies are going to go out and stand by her car, and then we're going to pray in here and just ask God to really bless the family, bless that little boy, heal that boy, and touch the whole family. So as soon as I see they're out there, this is really cool that we can do this way. Thank you again, Jake and Andy, for setting that radio thing up. Well, I see him using hand sanitizer and anointing oil, so that's
I'm
covered,
on.
Huh?
I should be on in there, so.
No. Awesome.
Go ahead.
Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for bringing this woman into our midst. I believe her name is Deanna. Lord, I just thank you for her faithfulness, that while she's going through all this with her son and all the other things that are going on in her life, she's still taking the time out to come and get as close to you as she can, close to the body as she can, and just even be out in that parking lot while we worship together. And so, Lord, I pray that, like you promised so many times in your word, Jesus, you said, let it be to you according to your faith. And so I think she's got great faith that she even came in here to to that parking lot in the midst of everything. She's got great faith. So all of us, Lord, we just put our faith with her right now. We just mix our faith with hers. And we ask, would you please heal her son in Jesus' name?
Thank you, God.
Your word says that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We receive that right now for this boy in Jesus' name. Father, your word says that you've healed all of our sicknesses and all of our infirmities. So that covers all of it. And Lord, even if it's some kind of a, whether it's a biological thing or it's a demonic thing, the word says that Jesus defeated all the works of the devil. And so we receive that now for this family. No matter what this attack is, no matter what the situation is, we say yes and amen to your faithfulness, Father God, to your sure mercies for this family today. Complete and total healing for this young boy now, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, no matter what it is, no matter what the doctors would call it, we just proclaim that that name is underneath the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Father, we pray, again, according to your word. Your word says that, Jesus, you came to heal the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. So would you please touch mom's heart? I'm sure that she's grieving, she's hurting for her son. What he's going through is almost 10 times worse for a parent. And so, Lord, I pray that you would heal her broken heart, binding up that wound, stitching it, making it whole. And, Lord, would you please pour out your precious, tender mercies that are new every single morning. Would you pour it out on this woman, on this little boy, and anyone else that's in this family right now. We ask for your grace and mercy, Lord, for the name of Jesus Christ to be glorified in our midst with a supernatural miracle for this little boy. We ask this right now, Father, in Jesus' name, and we say thank you in advance for touching all of them. Thank you, God, for this opportunity as the body of Christ to just come together and join with our sister and her little boy in her time of need. Thank you, God, for this morning. Amen. Well, God bless you. I'm glad that you're out there listening to us.
I just want to encourage all of you here. You know, it's been a trial and a struggle for a lot of people, but I can really thank God that he has protected all of us in this body here because of faithfulness. He sees our hearts, and he wants to reward us with his love and his covering over us. And no matter how drastic everything seems, God is in control. He never changes. He always blesses his people. He guards them. He protects them. And he keeps them close to his heart. And I just want you to know how faithful he's been. I've seen different things and different hurts in people's lives. But I've also seen the joy of the Lord through that, no matter what. And I just want to give him glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jake. Happy birthday, Angie. Yay.
29 again.
Nice.
How can she be 29 and counting? I'm like 25 and counting. Will you please stand? We're going to proclaim the Lord as faithful in this place today and in our lives and as we go through our lives, right? I found it interesting, growing up, the one verse that Pastor was talking about last week, to me it was always who was and is and is to come. But it's really who is who was and is to come. He's present. You know, that there's a reason it was put in that order, isn't it? To know that he is always present. Hallelujah.
strength is in your name. For you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. You
Spirit. Let's just take a moment and just position ourselves. Just open your heart up. Just refocus, if you would, with your eyes closed and your heart open on these mercies of God that are new. I just think we have a real opportunity right now. Take a moment and literally just bask in the presence of God. Ask Him to touch that area that hurts, to touch that area that might be dried out, touch that area that's so tired or sore or offended or angry or bitter. Just open up your heart and ask Holy Spirit to come in and refresh, restore. Through that song again, please. Just open your hearts up and receive the Holy Spirit in to touch your specific need right now.
The way, the truth,
sharing yourself with us through the presence and person of Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that this morning, already today, you've healed hearts, you've encouraged people, you've brought hope to the hopeless, you've strengthened bodies, you've already shared your kingdom in your heart with us. And Father, as we get ready to look at your word, this isn't about head knowledge. Lord, would you please give us us spiritual power and spiritual understanding as we look at your word, so that the word may truly become, as you say, the life of God inside us. Would you please do that? We ask this in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. God bless you. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man, praise God.